Hello all. Hi. What's up? How are you? My name is Remy, if you're new here, and I welcome you to the Omniverb podcast. It is a lifestyle podcast where we talk about everything and anything. It's also Remy's like little way of journaling everything that happens in her life and around her. So if you're new here, maybe someone referred you or someone spoke about my podcast to you, or maybe you just stumbled on my link or however means you got here, I welcome you. This is a place of crews and bands, you know, we do it our way. We do our own thing. We're here to like have fun. Like, I mean, life is chaotic already. So we're just trying to have fun in the midst of everything. And if you're not new here, my regular persons, I just hope that you guys are fine. I know you've missed me. And in case you didn't listen to the intro, I'm just here to tell you that this is a new series. Yay! Like, yes. I'm so happy for this one. Like, now, shout out to everyone who's been motivating me, because by the time you hear the title of this episode, you know why. You know why. Like, I'm even happy because I've lined up like a lot of, not like a lot. I've lined up a lot of like topics, like very from the titles, you know that the thing is crazy. So I lined up a lot of things. I'm like, okay, which one will come first? What is the best way to enter this thing? And I was like, God, show me. He just showed me, like, darling, take your eyes over there and do this one. Like, so yeah, he made it so easy for me. So shout out to Sky Daddy. He made this easy. Welcome to the Omniverb podcast. And this is the how-to series, where we're going to be teaching you how to do things and how to not to do things. Just pick your poison. I mean, all die and I die anyway. Just pick your poison. As usual, we always have rants. I know you guys have missed me. So because of how long I have taken, we're definitely going to have like more than one rant. So get ready. But November was crazy. You're definitely gonna be listening to this in like December, new month. So happy new month, people. I don't know how November was for you, but for me, November was long. November was stressful. November gave me PTSD, you know? And I'm like, this November, like, no, waiting they actually stop. Like, why you do me strong thing like this? Like, I'm not even joking. Like, this not being me being extra. November actually was shitty to me. But shout out to everyone who made, like, even unconsciously or consciously, shout out to everyone who made sure that I was fine throughout the month of November. I mean, I felt sick. Like, that's how I just knew that she was going to get down. Like, she was going to get crazy. Like, from, like, maybe 31st of October down to, like, the beginning, like, first few days of November, I was sick. I was treating malaria. And midnight, I was out there praying, God, please don't take my life yet. I still have a lot of things to do. I don't want to die yet, please. I was there praying because I was burning up. It was crazy. And then as the days like went by, it was just one shaggy or the other. Some days I just saw just normal, basic, standard shaggy. Some days were shaggy banza, you know. But anyways, thank God the month is over. I'm happy. I just hope that December brings more blessings, more joy, more love, more money. Not like I had money before. I've always been a broke ass motherfucker. I mean, single and broke. Like, double package, but I don't know. I think all that's going to end with 2022, hopefully. I hope the month brings you joy also. I hope the month brings you everything that you want, everything that you need, and everything that you've prayed for. And above all, everything that God wants for you. Like, that's my biggest prayer for you right now, and I hope that the year ends really good for you. So, Torrance, first off, what's going on? What's going on with this FOIA issue in Lagos? Because for a while, I don't know if you know this, I was living in Lagos, then for a while I moved to Ogun State, but because of work or some things I came to like do in Lagos, I saw strike, and then I had to, like, God answered my prayers, took me out of that boredom, I got something to do in Lagos, and I've been in Lagos for like 3 months now. Yes. So I've been living in Lagos for 3 months. Lagos living, and damn, the fuel scarcity is crazy. And it is us, the people that are using bus and transport and Uber and everything, we're the ones that are suffering it. Because why? No, what's going on? And if you don't have, or if you still don't think this is enough reason for you to not vote a certain kind of person or persons or party in, I don't know what's wrong with you. You probably need deliverance. You take it to the mountain and pray for you and sprinkle holy water on your head. Like, this fuel scarcity is crazy, fam. I'm tired. I'm not driving, no. I don't have a car yet. I'm not driving yet. I mean, I'm still learning. But I can see the stress that everyone who drives a vehicle is going through. Some people have to, like, park their cars, you know, go and buy black market, or, you know, just go and queue in fuel stations, the fueling stations, queue there for hours and whatever. Body pain and stress just because you want to live life. Now, wow, because I don't even understand again. I went to church on Sunday. I've been, I don't know. Something's just happened. I've not really been going to church constantly. But yeah, I went to church last Sunday, and the pastor said something. He said, okay, it was one of those altar call period times. And he said something that felt like a punchline to me. He said, you cannot possibly be living in Nigeria that is like close to hell, and then you not die and still go to hellfire. Like, that's going to be like a double L for you. Like, you lose the fact that you are born in Nigeria. Then you now lose again on the other side, you go to FIR. So that's to show you that this Nigeria are living in is prepping. In case those of you that willingly want to go to hell, please have fun. Nigeria has already prepped you enough. And then you are voting in Batified, the Abado ministry. Don't worry, it's fine. Keep it up. Prepping you for the place you're going to after you die. But I mean, let's not dwell on the fuel ish. I heard somewhere that it's gonna be for the whole of December. So it's looking as if Dirty December is in the mud. But anyways, we don't know yet. God can't do anything. So aside the fuel issue, aside the whole thing that's happening in Lagos, I mean, that's just external. I have another rant, and it's just basically like my experience living in Lagos since like September. See, one word, if you know, there's this one word for your experience. I don't have one word. I don't have a word to use to like quantify or like put a tag or a label to everything I have faced in Lagos. Especially the fact that it's been a while that I've been in Lagos. I mean, since I've moved to Lagos, like moved to Ogun State rather like 2 years ago, I used to shuffle Lagos. I'll just come once in a while, have something to do and go back, I didn't know what God was protecting me from. Now, shouting, I want to come to Lagos and do something. Now I'm in Lagos. I've been in Lagos in September. My eyes have been seeing shege. Even though, it's not all through shege. I mean, I can't be oblivious. I cannot pretend that it has not been blissful. I met awesome people. I've met the sweetest people. I've made friends. Oh, I didn't make enemies. I don't have that. I don't have strength. I mean, my life has just limited space. So the ones that are there are worth it. I don't have time. So I've made friends. I've made acquaintances. You know, I've met awesome people. I've met people that have done despicable things to me. But I mean, I don't give a shit era. I mean, my shove it up your ass era. I don't give a fuck. I'm in that era. You know what? If you do shit to me, I just step aside from you. I won't even say a word to you era. Like, that's where I'm like, I am. That's where I've been for a while. And I have been loving it because I've just been treating life like it's some surface thing. Like, I've been treating life like it's some surface-ish because I'm deep naturally. I'm a deep person. And I realized that the fact that I'm not really like attending to my problems, things are going on. But the fact that I'm not really like been paying attention to my problems and things that have been going on with me, it helped me. Yeah, it did. Helped me in a way. Helped me to just pay attention to things that I feel like important. Just be my option, because I ask myself, okay, these are the problems. Okay, Remy, this is what's happening. If you focus on it, is it going to change anything? No. So I let go of things I can't control. This is a decision that I made subconsciously. I didn't even know when, how, or where I made the decision to not even bother myself about things. Or maybe it's because I've been preoccupied. I don't know. But I like how I've been handling things that make you know with me. The good, I take them well. The bad, whatever. The not so good, the ugly, and whatever. I just take it like that. So, yeah. Life has been good to me. I'm a hot girl. I'm a body in my own special way. And that's about that. I don't know if the second one served as a rant, but that first one was certainly a rant. So maybe the second one was like hashtag blessed or hashtag where my mind has been for like a while now. Again, I cannot wait for, okay, you will be hearing this in December. And right now, I just can't wait for November to end. It's like a day or so for it to end. And please just get fuck. But as the strike has been over for a while now, and I'm really glad that most of you are in school, because my alma mater, they haven't called me back. They haven't said everyone in my school should come back. Though I know some people are tired of home and some people are already in school. And it's so funny to me because I'm like, you don't rush things like that. You don't rush the shege that you are going to see. Like, you are bound to see this shege. You are bound to see it. Like, it's there. It's foreseen, or what? How do I say? So you don't rush things like that. So shout out to you guys that are already in school suffering. You know, students that are already there. Shout out to you guys. I don't envy you. I don't even want to go back to school because I know. But yeah, I don't want to go back yet. That's it. And I pray that every shege you are going through will end very soon. Shout out to you guys that are writing tests and exams. I can't relate because I'm going to school to start a new session, but yeah, that's enough. So wow, this is a debut to the how to series, and we're going to be talking about how to be a pro procrastinator, like how to be a professional procrastinator. how do you think, like, what do you think I'm about to say? What do you think is about to, like, go on? Like, what do you think is about to happen? I don't know how long this is going to be, but just come with me. It's like we're starting off this series with additional bad advice, because that is exactly what you people like. That's what you people love. And how did I know this? I've had friends. I mean, I've been a single pringle all my life, duh. But I have had friends who have been in relationships and they come to me for advice. And if you already know the rest of the story, the rest is history. You'll come to you for advice, but they'll see the words in their mind. Or if you give them good advice, they go ahead and do quite the opposite, like total opposite. So yeah, that and many more inspired me to like do the how-to series. Like, I just want to dish out bad advice. Plus, we're in December. It's bad advice season. Like, why not? Let's go. Let's fucking go. Let's go. You guys want bad advice, and I'm here for you. I'm here for all of that. But it's not really bad advice if you think about it. If you think deep, it's not like that bad. So, let me sound professional. So, we're talking about how to be a pro procrastinator. Who's a procrastinator first? Like, what do you think someone who, like, when you, like, what are the signs to know that someone procrastinates? A procrastinator is somebody that, you know, has things to do or supposed to do something and just keeps pushing and pushing and pushing, whatever it is. Oh, I want to talk to that girl. Oh, I want to talk to that boy. Oh, I want to read like 10 novels this month. Oh, I want to like accomplish this week. And then you find yourself pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. Shout out to you guys that have goals. You set goals for yourself. Firstly, that's a big one, because I remember in my writer, by the way, I've started writing, you guys. Yeah, I'm such a big girl. I've been doing a lot of things lately, and I'm so proud of myself, if I do say so myself. So I wrote the last write-up. I said one of the reasons why I don't write goals, because I'm so scared that they might not like actualize, or they might not come to fruition. Whatever. I'm just so scared, like, of facing my reality. But I think adulting, I think being an adult, I think that's one of the things that comes with being an adult, facing your reality and stuff. So I think maybe next year we go again, set goals. they come to pass, fine. They don't, take it as one of my L's. No big deal. So when you see a procrastinator, like, how do you know? You just know, like, how they are. Laissez-faire, I don't care. Although it doesn't always come like that. You know, the most proactive ones sometimes are the procrastinators. Because you might see them doing something and be like, oh my God, this person is so efficient. Did you ever wonder how long it took them to, like, do that thing that they are doing? So please, your rep will say, don't fago, ma fago, ala go shishe. Like, don't look at what another person is doing and then wish that you were like them. Because you really don't know what it took them to do, or what it took from them to do what they're doing now, or to act the way they're acting now. So just be yourself. Oh my God, I said I was going to dish out bad advice, and I'm out here giving you be yourself. If it's bad advice too, whatever you're doing, if you smoke, be yourself. If you, whatever you do, be yourself. Please, by all means. And if you want to, if you have an alter ego that you want to let out this December, please, by all means, be yourself. Please do. We all need one of those moments in our lives, don't we? So people procrastinate. Every one of us procrastinates. Everyone has procrastinated before. And even, you know the funny thing? Even after this episode, even after this one I'm recording like this, people that will listen to this thing and laugh and say, oh my God, Remy, haha, you're so funny. Oh my God, I love how you talk. And will still procrastinate. They are there. That's why it's bad advice. And I like that people are going to heed. Or they'll catch their sub and still do whatever they want to do. Even me, the person that is talking to you right now, chances that I procrastinate too on some things. Sorry. So people procrastinate all of the time, and that is perfect. That is fine. I mean, keep procrastinating. I mean, I'm the best example. Look at me. Just when you open the app, whatever app that you used to listen to the Omeva podcast, just check the space. I mean, I was consistent for a while with the relationship series. At least, even when I was sick, I give myself that accolade. I give you people content back to back. You know, we're feeling it and we're all there. And, you know, well, after that, I ran away. I dropped Kimi. I dropped intro for the How To series. I ran away again. And now look at me. I'm back. So hopefully I'm able to give you guys content throughout the month of December. And if not, glory to God. I can't keep myself. I don't know. That's coming from the straight out of mouth of Queen of Bad Advice. So yeah. I'm the best example. The pod, the way I handle the pod, the way I do things with the pod is a very good example to show that I procrastinate a lot. Because I've written, let me see, fun fact here. Everything that you're hearing or you hear in the for the next like 2 months, I've prepared them months ago. Like, for me, preparing stuff, like the inspiration to like prepare content and how to go about my stuff is not a problem for me. Oh. Like, it's not a big deal. Oh. I have my go-to guy, hashtag the Holy Spirit. If they drop steady back to back, I don't have a problem preparing content, but you see, actually bringing those contents to life is my problem. I'm always shifting and all of that. So yeah, let's just forget about all of that. I'm a case study. I've given you enough scenarios and examples. So let's quickly get down to business. How to be a pearl procrastinator, a professional one. Like, just be profound in this thing. Keep making excuses. That's number one. Like, that's the number one rule. Like, if you want to, like, if you want people to come and sit at your feet, just like you guys are at mine now, learning, just keep shifting things. Just keep procrastinating. And, one wisdom just dropped in my head now. You cannot procrastinate if you don't have things that are set. So, to an extent, you're not really a bad person, so to say. We are not bad people. That means you only procrastinate if you actually have things to do. So, maybe consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, however, you must have planned to do something first. First, you must have planned to do something before you now procrastinate, before you now push, before you now intentionally just shove it away. So, number one, just keep making excuses. Remy, what's going on now? How is the pod going? fine. When last did you release an episode? Now, I think it's like you people. I don't know if you or my listeners know each other from anywhere, but wherever I meet you guys in different places, it's always like an attack because nobody asks me again, how are you, like, how are you and how is the podcast going? They just, I don't know if they know the question is an attack, but just come and say, Remy, when last did you release the episode? It feels like an attack because are you tracking me? Are you following me? And I just give them one kind of reply, like, I wasn't feeling too well. I'm giving you tips now on excuses to make. I wasn't feeling too well. I was down bad. Someone broke my heart. So yeah, I was just dealing with that. Just make excuses like, oh, I thought I had something good going with someone, but it just turned out bad. Oh, my mom has been stressing me out lately. Whatever. Oh my God, school has been killing me with so much stress. Can you believe that motherfucker at work annoyed me? And as such, I can't really like do those things. It's true. I'm supposed to do it, but I can't do it. That is me giving you excuses. There are like a billion excuses, like 200 million or billion excuses in the world to make for whatever. So if you want to procrastinate, why not just be a pro at it? Don't sit on the fence. Like, go for it. Like, go head on into it. Just make excuses. Any excuse that pops up in your head is the perfect one. Anything that comes up in your head, like at that point in time, maybe it's you questioning yourself as to why you haven't done something, or you just notice that you're procrastinating, or you feel like you want to procrastinate and you need a reason. An excuse is a very good reason. Very perfect reason. Best reason ever. Just make an excuse. Yeah, you're welcome. I know you're feeling me. So secondly, when, you know, maybe you're making excuses. So now, maybe for example, you have an opportunity. You know, we first said make excuses. You don't have time. And maybe truly you didn't have time to do it. Or maybe you were feeling that, but I want to like process whatever happened to you. Maybe you've had a rough day, you've had a rough week, and as such, you're just pushing and procrastinating, whatever. Now, the second reason or the second best way, I think it gets better as it goes. You know, I first said, just keep making excuses. But now, you have an opening, like for real, like there's nothing stopping you. Even if you're in school, maybe you have a function or a conference to attend, or there's a meeting or something, or somewhere you have to be. And then that clear schedule, is it? I don't know what we use, but yeah, that clear schedule that you've been praying for, like you've been begging to have, that peace you've been praying to have, so that you'll be able to do other things, it comes up. Maybe that weekend, even from the Friday, you already know that, this weekend goes soft. I will be able to do, you already telling you, this is the perfect time to do what you want to do. There's opening. They cancel that class. They cancel that work meeting. Or they tell you guys at work, just have a free time. You can just see at work that, or anywhere you are at home, nobody's stressing you. Like, it's on soft. You don't have laundry to do. House is looking clean. Everything just looking soft. Like, there's free opening. Another way to be a procrastinator is when there's actually nothing to do other than what you actually have set to do. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it, though. Like, don't even bother yourself doing it. Just do other things instead. Like, for example, if you have actual goals to set, like for me, I told you I'm the best case study. I'm shading myself on this first episode. I'm shading myself. It's just self-shade all through. For example, I've had times when the spare time I prayed for, like it came, I got it. Maybe I was supposed to see someone or I was supposed to go out. And then they start giving me attitude or start giving me excuses. Or something just happens, Sha. The weekend is just overly free for me. Instead of me to do something, e.g., check out, like just maybe plan my life better, or record podcasts, or record binge record, or speak to people that I know that there are prospects for me to like have on the podcast, and then let's fix time and date. Or maybe do something better, you know, practice what I've been learning at internship and stuff. Like, be productive. I could use that weekend to be productive since everyone has canceled on me or bailed out on me or something happened. And then maybe, whatever, for whatever reason, I have a free weekend. I'm supposed to record podcasts and drop content for people so that people stop asking me questions, right?
No, I won't. Guess what I did? Guess what? And this is what you should do too. When you have a free schedule, don't have anything to do. Whatever. Your boyfriend does not have your time. Or your girlfriend does not have your time. Or whoever does not have your time. Your friends are busy. Everybody is being productive in their lives. But you don't just feel like being productive. You want to procrastinate. Pick up your phone. Pick up your laptop. Watch movies. Scroll Instagram from beginning to end. You know they ever tire. You just keep laughing. You know, dropping comments. Speaking to yourself here and there. Open Twitter. You know, absorb some toxicity. You know, take it in. It's needed for balance. You're living in Nigeria, so you need to have some thick skin. Just eat. Keep eating. Go and buy stores. Eat. Smart gel, you know. Eat, sleep, wake up, you know. DM somebody that clearly does not have your time. And then when you send them the message, just sit down and be waiting for a reply. When you know clearly you have something to do, but because you want to procrastinate, you know, just sit down and wait for a reply. You know, open your phone book. Start texting people that you've not texted in ages. You clearly don't have anything to say to them. You're just texting them because, you know, obviously, do you have anything to do? You don't now. So there's free opening. Your weekend is free. There's nothing to do and all of that. So yeah, just whenever, in case you don't get what I'm saying, whenever you like have a opening, like the whole stuff is like free, just do anything else other than that thing that you plan to do, other than thing that you would have done. When, like, all the times you've been praying for a free time or a free, sorry, beg your pardon. Whenever you have, like, a free time or a free, whatever it is, just do every other thing. Like, keep beating around the bush till the day is over and then just realize that you just use your day. Like, you didn't do anything useful with your day. So, yeah. And lastly, I could have dropped 7 bad advices for you people. 7 awesome advices, but no, this is the intro. This is the first episode. Let me not ruin your lives immediately. It's a gradual process. You don't ruin someone's life immediately. You do it slow and steady. You know, lastly, you know, Nike says, you know, I'm a comedian. I have to just drop some comedy for you guys. If you don't laugh, that's your problem, Sha. That's your problem. That's people's family problem. If I say something and you don't laugh, maybe your own depression and problem you are going through is worse than mine. And that's fine. I'm not doing battle of highest depression. I don't care. If you don't laugh, that's your problem. That's your daddy's business. But anyways, Nike used to say, just do it. But here, we tell you, just don't do it. Notice how intertwined. Notice how into each other every of these advice I've given you has been. Notice how everything aligned from the beginning of my statements, from the LOR that I said to now. Notice how everything is aligned. This is coming from one pro procrastinator to another. From my mouth to your ears. No stress. Let's not even talk too much. Just don't do it. Just relax. Let life take its course. When whatever happens, happens. If you're supposed to travel, you know you have to pack your bags and you've known like 2 weeks. You know, maybe 2 weeks earlier, you're going to travel. Don't pack till like 2 hours before you travel. It makes it sweet. Like, you know, that thrill, that rush. Always, I'll do it later. And in the process, you forget maybe your toothbrush, the bathroom, maybe forget your bathing sponge. Or you know you're traveling and then you're changing water and all of that. Is this all you need? Because you know how sensitive your skin is and you react. But because you want to keep this trick of pro procrastinating, you packed 2 hours or maybe 30 minutes before your journey. Just leave one or two things behind, you know? I mean, leaving a toothbrush behind won't hurt. I mean, how much is toothbrush? Pata pata. Maybe you are going to one very expensive place. 500 naira. Oh, what do I mean? It just helps you to keep adding to the extras of extras that you have. Just have it. Yeah. Spare brush. Sponge. Ugh. God now help you. You don't find the texture of sponge that suits your skin. Or if you now leave your little towel, you'll be air drying every time you bathe. When you bathe, just sit there. Now that we're in December, you know, Harmattan everywhere, dirty dust, you know, you deserve it because you're keeping it strict to be a procrastinator. So just don't do things almost immediately. Don't do it. Don't. When you have that urge, when something's trying to nudge you in that direction of being productive, nah. Be a procrastinator. You know, it's left or right. One side is productive, one side is procrastinate. Listen to the voice of procrastination, darlings. Don't do it. Do not do it. Just sit down and waste away. That's the best way. Because you might think that you're wasting away, but a lot of things are happening. You know, your body system is, you know, getting used to some things and all of that. You know, you wake up at night. Maybe whatever, for whatever reason, you can't sleep. And then, oh, you remember you have some things to do, and then there's spare time you can't sleep. But you choose to ridicule yourself, and which is fine. You procrastinate at the expense of ridiculing yourself, which is fine. It's all part of the process. It's part of the process. So take it slow and steady. And yeah, one last thing. This process of procrastination, it doesn't come one day. Like, it's a gradual process. So if today or if this week you procrastinate and then next week you are productive, you are doing yourself fool. You're actually fooling yourself. Because how do you want to be a pro procrastinator? How do you want to, you know, retain that gold medal? Now I'm getting angry because I know some of you now, you will not be steady in this thing. I cannot just give you 30 minutes plus of advice only for you to listen to it and not take heed. We'll fight. So please take heed to my heart. Just take heed, you know. Do as I say, and then you see your life will not remain the same any longer. It's really not a big deal. It's not a big deal. And then maybe hopefully when you've kept the streak for like 6 months and you see how awesome your life turned out, you can now decide if you want to go. I advise, just try for 6 months straight first. You want to see if my advice is going to work, just do it for 6 months first, and then just give me feedback. Give me feedback. If it not work, my name not be Remy, but if it work, you will just pay me money. You go pay. You go pay, normal. So I hope with these few points of mine, I'll be able to convince you. I've been able to convince you and not confuse you that being a pro procrastinator is the way in life. Because in the process of procrastinating, I'll say this again, it opens doors to many things that you could never have imagined. I mean, you're not doing one thing, but in the process of procrastinating, you are still doing something. You are doing. And you're becoming a professional at it. I mean, if you've been a failure in your life, you are not being a failure of procrastinating. So that's a win. That is a very big win. So if I give good advice. So if you want to take it, fine. If you don't take it, no problem. With these few points of mine, I am very sure. This is one of why I hope. I'm saying it with pride in my chest. I know I'll be able to tell you that this is just the way to be a procrastinator. Just take my advice. I love you. Stay good. If you've not gotten your PVC, please try and get it. That's if you're not voting for Aguado Ministry. But if you're voting for Aguado Ministry, I don't give a fuck if you've gotten your PVCs. Spread love, share love, bad advice this season. You know, it's a shower season. Let it all out. And don't forget that I love you and God loves you more. Yes. Bye, darlings. I love you. I just want to keep saying that I love you so you remember that this advice I dropped, you must heed it. Oh, I'm not supposed to force you to do anything, but with the way I've dropped it, there's no stress.
Bye, my darlings. See you guys next time. Hopefully, I take my own advice too and procrastinate. Wink, wink. Bye.